actress and a legendary athlete join their fans to face fun trivia questions and an outrageous obstacle course for a chance to win their lucky partners a ton of cash and spectacular prizes. Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and with me, my dog and one serious star in his own right, Mark Summer.
How are you? Nice to see you. I'm your dog, huh?
Yeah, you're my dog. What's up, dog?
That's what the kids say. That's right. Very cool. That was fun, that opening toss-up. I love when, you know, grown-ups get out here and act as silly as they were when they were 9 years old.
Did you see Lindsay hit that jazz split for a second?
That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
That was my favorite part. You're wearing some very strong pants. You're welcome for those. Let's meet our teams, guys. Now, in blue, we have the star of the Thundermans, the crazy talented actress turned songstress, Kira Kosrin, and her incredible superfan, Jonas. They are Team Thunderstruck. Give the people away. The most elegant wave. Jonas, tell me, how does it feel to be here playing with Kira?
It feels amazing.
It feels amazing. What's your favorite part about her character?
She loves revenge.
She loves revenge.
I like you.
Then we partnered you guys well then.
This is good. I'm excited.
What's your favorite part of your character that you play, Kira?
Oh, gosh. I love that she's a nerd, because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, so it's just a natural thing for you to play, right?
Yeah, it's super. There's no
Very
acting
cool.
required.
Well, I hear nerds are good at trivia, right?
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, now let's meet our red team. She's won every skiing award imaginable, Olympic gold, countless World Cups, sets all kinds of records, and is arguably the greatest skier of all time. Give it up for Lindsay Vonn here. We call them the girl power.
Yeah.
Got some Rosie the Riveter going on. So tell me, what does girl power mean to you guys?
Girl power is so important to us because a lot of people say that boys can do better than girls at, like, sports and stuff. But anything that boys can do, girls can do as well. So I'm a little better.
I'm feeling the girl power now. So, Lindsay, how is it to be here with your super fan?
Oh, it's awesome. We just are getting to know each other, and she's so tough. She's so much tougher than I am.
Yeah, but we rise up through tough times, right?
Oh, yeah. We always fight through it.
Very cool. Now, did you watch Double Dare as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You want to take a second and say hi to Dad, Mark Summers?
I was fanning backstage already. I'm already fanned. I've gotten some selfies already.
Lindsay and I bonded. We bonded.
Adult's childhood dream.
I ruined your outfit.
That's all right. You can ruin my outfit any day. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I love it. All right, so we have two amazing teams. My girl power got the power, but we have Thunderstruck over here, too. Are you guys ready to play some Double Dare?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. You get it, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. Now, be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys got it?
Yes.
All right. Now, my girl power got the power. You guys won $50 in the first challenge. You have control of the game. Here's your first question. Ew, box of lies, and thank you notes are segments on whose late night talk show? Couple of seconds, girl power. What do we think, ladies?
Dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Ew, box of lies and thank you notes are segments on whose late night talk show?
Yeah, go for it.
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
That is correct, $100. Now, because that was a dare, they won $100 and now have control. There we go. We got a supportive heart.
Of course.
Supportive heart. All right, here's a question, blue team. Which of these is not a hobbit? Is it Bilbo, Rango, or Frodo?
I've never seen this movie.
Yeah? Okay.
Dare.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. Which of these is not a hobbit? Is it Bilbo, Rango, or Frodo?
Number two. Gringo, Rango, whatever.
Whatever you said was number two.
Whatever I said, Rango, was correct. Rango. You got it. $100 control is back in girl power hands. Girl power got the power again. Here we go. Your question. Technic, Bionicle and Ninjago are types of what brick building toys?
Lego.
Lego, girl, you got it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another $50 to Girl Power. All right, here we go. Mardi Gras is celebrated every winter, but on what day of the week does it always fall?
Couple of seconds.
Dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Mardi Gras is celebrated every winter, but on what day of the week does it always fall?
Just take a guess, or do you want to double dare it back?
No.
I think I guess.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer was Tuesday.
Aww.
And because
I meant Wednesday at midnight, which is Tuesday, technically. No, that doesn't apply.
Okay. 11:59 only.
Never
that was
mind.
Close. Almost a good save. But because that was a dare, my Girl Power got the dollars, so they won $100 off that question. And now the control is back in your hand. Your question. What famous brand of art supplies derives its name from words for chalk and oily?
Couple of seconds. Lindsay's looking at me. Girl Power, what do we think?
Okay, we'll just dare.
Dare, now worth $100. What famous brand of art supplies derives its name from words for chalk and oily?
Crayola.
That is correct. And since that was a dare, you get $100. Stay in school, kids.
I'm still winning.
There we go. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
What soccer superstar from Argentina has won 32 titles for his club and country?
Dare,
now worth $100. Ladies, what soccer superstar from Argentina has won 32 titles for his club and country?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm sorry, Ronaldo's actually from Portugal. Lionel Messi is from Argentina. And because it was a dare, that means that Thunderstruck got $100. And it's and forth. That sound means it's the end of round one. Right now, we have Thunderstruck with $300 on the board, same as Girl Power with also $300 on the board. This is a tied game. Mark, this is pretty good.
This is crazy. No physical challenges just yet, but if you stay tuned, the dollar values will be doubled, and I have a feeling there'll be some physical challenges, and somebody's going down an obstacle course,
me
right?
Me too. I have a feeling too. Now, it all happens when we come back to Double Dare. You're right.
All right. He's scared.
Chris Paul, we've been expecting you.
Whoa!
As host of Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Sports, you'll need the best in crazy challenge equipment.
So, do y'all have anything that works?
One thing is ready.
Don't miss when Chris Paul hosts the slimiest showdown of the summer at Kids Choice Sports. Friday, July 20th, everywhere you find Nickelodeon.
This is gonna be good!
The all-new Double Dare is brought to you by Airheads and McDonald's.
Welcome back to round two of Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bag and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Y'all feeling ready?
Oh, yeah.
One, oh. Thunderstruck won our toss-up challenge. You guys just banked $100. You're now in control to start round two. Are you ready for your question?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. First question. I use a USB cable to charge my phone, but what does the B in USB stand for? Is it boot, bus, or battery?
Bus.
That is correct. No Thunderstruck. All right. Now remember, we're in round two, so it's worth double the value. So $100 to Thunderstruck for that question. Woo. Your next $100 question. Cedar, walnut, and birch are all types of what plant?
Tree.
You got that right. Mm-hmm. Another $100 to Thunderstruck. Still in control. I'll Be There For You is the theme song for what 1990s sitcom? She's a 90s baby.
Friends.
We're friends. Because you got that right. $700. All right, the next question. If you're an Anglophile, what are you a fan of?
English. Okay, English. Or anything related to, like, America and English things.
We will accept that very long answer. Yes, that's correct. England and Great Britain is what Anglophile is a fan of.
Right.
Your next question. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, how many swans of swimming are there?
Go for it.
Seven.
Seven swans of swimming, that's correct. Nice. All right, next question. What mythical sea creature has the upper body of a human and the tail of a fish?
Yeah, for sure. Go for it.
Mermaid.
Yeah. Thunderstruck, now with $1,000. Girl power with $300. Still in control, blue team. Multiply the number of sides of a hexagon to the number of sides of a decagon. What do you have?
60.
That is correct. Thunderstruck. Feeling good?
You guys can totally come back.
Lindsay, how you guys feeling over there?
I don't know. We're kind of bored.
Kind of bored?
Yeah.
I miss talking to you guys.
With some dares.
All right, next question. Blue team, still in control. What savory spread is made from churning the cream of cow's milk?
Cream cheese.
Wait, savory? Well, you said
I'm
it already.
Sorry, so that is incorrect. Blue team.
The answer, by the way, was butter.
Oh,
butter savory?
And since there was no dare, there's no dollars over. But hello, red team, how we doing? You got control.
You better give us these easy questions, guys.
You ready? All right, your question. In 1893, painter Edvard Munch completed which horrific painting? Was it The Scream, The Shout, or The Dare?
Scream?
That's correct. Girl power. Power's in your hands. Oh. Excuse me. What was that?
That was our handshake.
That's what we've been doing while we've been waiting.
That's what you've been doing?
We got a handshake, too.
That looks coordinated.
Sure.
Yeah.
We practiced that.
All right, guys. I want to see that handshake again when I ask you this question. You get it right. Here it is. Alfalfa, Darla, and Buckwheat are members of what group of fictional kids?
Little Rascals.
That's correct. $100 to Girl Power.
We got to do a handshake.
Oh, and we're celebrating? And we're celebrating. And yes, we are. And chest bump. Yeah. Girl Power still has the power. Here's your question. With fitting names like Stormfield and Amy Freeze, what does a meteorologist study?
The weather.
That's correct. Girl power, $100. Oh, and that sound means time's up. Let's check the scores. Our Thunderstruck has $1,100 on the board, while our girl power finished with $600 on the board, which means congratulations to Thunderstruck. You guys are our winner. Jonas gets to keep that back. Plus, you're added to the amazing obstacle course. Now, our girl power, y'all got the power, and you still do. We had so much fun playing with you guys, didn't we, audience? Yes, we did. Now, Alex, much. We have some amazing prizes for you backstage. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming by. Give it up for Lindsay Vonn. I'm such a big fan. Thank you guys so much for coming. But Thunderstruck, you guys are headed to the obstacle course. Y'all feeling ready?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they are. Mark, are they ready?
I think everybody's ready. You know, not many physical challenges, which means extra mess today on the obstacle course. Audience, are you ready for that obstacle course? We're going to come back and watch it happen right before your eyes right after this.
Kira was just telling me how she's getting emotional about doing the picket.
Dude, this giant nose is my childhood. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it is. And now it's Jonas, too. Now, we have some amazing prizes for you when you go through this obstacle course. Now, guys, Jonas won $1,100 in the first two rounds. Jonas, how does that feel?
It feels amazing.
Yeah, I feel like you got some money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time to take on the world-famous Double Dare obstacle course. There's even more prizes in store. That's right. So you guys are going to switch off at each obstacle, okay? For each one, you finish by grabbing the flag. And when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. First up, we have picket. This one, you're about to get all up inside, Kira. You're going to dig inside there. You may think it's gross. It's because it is. It's going to slime all over you. Find the flag, and you're going to find yourself with this.
A Sky Viper drone, advanced GPS streaming video, and return to home function make Sky Viper perfect for pilots of all levels.
All right, next one is obstacle two for you. This is One Nation underwear. Whose are those? I don't know. We're going to find out. But what you want to do is string those all the way up to the top, grab the flag, and you're going to grab one of these.
This package of three Rio Grande games. These strategy games encourage family and friends to plan and think rather than just rely on luck.
Now, next one is obstacle three. Welcome to couch searching. That's right. You're going to flip open the cushions, see what's inside. There's a couple of potato chips left in there last week. Find the flag, and when you find the flag, you'll find yourself with this, Jonas.
Sound just like your favorite singer and be the star of the party with ION Audio Karaoke Star.
Oh, there's more. It's obstacle four. Down the hatch, you want to open up this mouth, climb on inside, grab the little flag on that little dangly thing. What's it called?
A uvula?
Correct. I wish I could give you money, but I can't. Slide down the hatch. You slide into this.
Enjoy an action-packed extreme fun experience at Dave & Buster's with a $200 power card. Dave & Buster's, the most fun place to eat, to drink, to play, and to watch.
All right, obstacle five is a favorite of mine. This one smells pretty good. It's a blue plate special. It's breakfast. That's right. What you want to do is lift up the pancakes, find the flag, and you'll find yourself with this.
An X-Rocker gaming chair. X-Rocker, the number one brand of accessories and gaming chairs with built-in sound.
Number six, you're going to want to find this after you brick wall breakout. What you want to find is a flag, right? All right, once you find that flag, you'll find yourself with this.
A Taylor Academy Series acoustic guitar. Everything you need for a great play experience.
All right, obstacle seven is my personal heaven because it's a hot dog. That's right. What you want to do is get your buns in that bun, slide through there, grab the condiments, grab the flag, and then you'll grab one of these.
It's a Mozzie hoverboard with patented True Ride stability. Riding is fun and safe. Mozzie hoverboards, the future of hoverboards, is here.
All right, next up is obstacle eight, the great Mount St. Double Dare. You good, Kira?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. I'm fine. What you want to do is climb all the way up there through the slime. It's a good time, I swear. Go grab the flag, slide on down, and you're going to slide into the mountain of prizes with this.
A trip to Legoland California Resort, where you can see real sharks raised and fish on their new Lego City Deep Sea Adventure submarine ride. Good luck.
All right, Blue Team, you guys have seen the whole obstacle course. How do we feel?
Pretty good.
Now, who's taking the first obstacle?
That would be me.
That would be you. You guys have 60 seconds on the clock. Get ready, guys. Get into position. You're about to go through Double Dare's obstacle
course.
I'm so
stressed.
You got it, girl. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Special. Get in there, girl. She's hungry. She's hungry. Wait,
us. You got the drone, the Rio Grande game package, the karaoke machine, the Dave & Buster's power card, the gaming chair, the acoustic guitar, and $1,100. Congratulations, Jonas!
Come on, Luna. I should have kept your eyes.